I think in the last couple of years, we probably, as a national campaign, have seen the most engagement by many people across the country. There is ourselves at the Transit Riders for Public Transportation. There is the Amalgamated Transit Union, who represents thousands of transit workers, that's meeting in D.C. this week, actually, where there's going to be a pretty historic meeting between riders and transit drivers and mechanics to try and figure out how to shape national transit policy. There is Transportation Equity Network, which has over 300 groups across the country working for equitable investments in transportation. And there's Transportation for America. So this time around, I think there's a lot of attention that's being put on this massive legislation, especially because the country is going through both an economic crisis and also an oil crisis, and the crisis of having a lot of the social services, the social safety net, being completely yanked from the bottom. And so I think that with a lot of the service cuts and fare increases that are being passed over the last couple years, places like St. Louis, that lost half of its bus service a couple years ago, there's a lot more attention by both community groups as well as legislators who are saying, how do we actually create a more equitable share of funding for as basic as operating our systems in this time when we need to stimulate people's pockets by keeping the money in their pockets at the same time that we're trying to maintain jobs and create them.